From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Attorney General Eric Holder is scheduled this hour to speak about Guantanamo detainees. Officials say he will announce that the mastermind of the 9/11 attacks, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, will be tried in a civilian federal court in New York, as will four other suspects in the 9/11 attacks of 2001. And sources also say Holder will announce the suspected mastermind of the 2000 attack on the Navy ship, the USS Cole, off the coast of Yemen, will be tried in a military commission. These decisions would move the Obama administration another step closer to closing the Guantanamo Bay prison camp. The president had planned to do that by January 22nd, but it's clear that deadline will not be met. President Obama says he'll make his decision about sending additional troops to Afghanistan soon. Mr. Obama says that when he does announce an Afghanistan strategy, his reasons will be fully transparent to the American people. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama has met no fewer than eight times with military and diplomatic advisors trying to find a way forward in Afghanistan. He says he's closing in on a decision about whether to send more troops to the region. But before putting young people in harm's way, he says he wants to make sure doing so will make the U.S. safer.
I recognize that there have been critics of the process. They tend not to be folks who I think are directly involved in what's happening in Afghanistan.
The president spoke after a meeting with Japan's prime minister. Japan this week pledged $5 billion in civilian aid to Afghanistan. Scott Horsley, NPR News, with the president in Tokyo.
Europe has officially emerged from its economic recession. New figures show growth for the first time in more than a year. Terry Schultz has details from Brussels.
The European Union has joined the U.S. and Japan in economic recovery. Commission spokeswoman Emilia Torres welcomed the news.
We are back in positive territory after five consecutive quarters of negative growth.
Preliminary figures released by the EU Statistics Office indicate the collective GDP of the 27 EU member states rose 0.2% between July and September. For the 16 countries that use the euro, the rise was 0.4%, but that was below what analysts had predicted. Germany, Europe's biggest economy, led the rally. Germany and France were already in positive territory last quarter. Britain, meanwhile, which does not belong to the eurozone, remained in recession, along with Spain and several Eastern European member states. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 81 points at 10,278, the Nasdaq Composite up 11 at 2160, and the S&P 500 up 6 points. This is NPR News. The Federal Reserve has announced new rules that will make it harder for banks to charge unauthorized overdraft fees on ATM and debit card purchases. NPR's Tamara Keith reports.
The new rules will require banks to ask their customers if they want overdraft protection on ATM and debit card purchases. As it is now, consumers are often automatically enrolled in overdraft services that can lead to hefty fees on even small purchases. Starting July 1st, customers will have to actively opt in. Gail Hillebrand is with Consumers Union.
If you said to someone, would you like to borrow $3 and pay us $35, most rational people say, oh, no, I don't want to do that.
The new rules do not apply to checks or pre-planned debits for things such as mortgage payments. Consumer advocates say that's a shortcoming, but Federal Reserve officials say consumers want overdraft protection for those forms of payment because they are typically used for important bills. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
Business leaders at the Asia-Pacific Economic Forum in Singapore say China, India, and other countries in Asia are leading the world's economy out of crisis. Singapore's prime minister predicts economic growth will be slow around the world, but he says with U.S. consumers spending cautiously, he expects Asian consumers and businesses, developing economies, to spend more. There's been yet another terrorist attack today in the northwest Pakistan city of Peshawar. A suicide bomber heavily damaged a headquarters building of Pakistan's intelligence agency. At least 9 people were killed and 55 others were wounded. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.